K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, back for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports coming to you on this Saturday, May 18th.
Oh boy.
May 18th, 2024, the Pearl Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports right here. And, well, not here, but out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Still getting used to that. Home of Kansas State University. But a week from now, we'll be out there. Hopefully at this time, we'll be singing a different tune, folks. We'll see what happens next weekend. But singing a different tune, this pitching staff continuing to make BYU batters look silly as K-State led by Jackson Wentworth's 11 Ks yesterday. 2-1 victory, and K-State takes the series away from the BYU Cougars. We're getting right into the postcast here on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State here. So I am on a time schedule again. So I'm going to get this in here and hopefully have this out here before everything gets a little chaotic. Not too much chaotic, but, you know, Saturdays, you know, like to get things, have a little fun, get things done, get things accomplished there. But anyways, Jack went with last night. So this K-State pitching staff, now, right, 21 strikeouts in game one total, 11 tackle on 11 more, 21-11, right? Let's see if I can do some quick math in my head. 32 strikeouts in the first two games of the series. Jackson Wentworth, their eighth, or actually K-State's eighth, this is K-State's eighth series win here on a 24-season campaign there as well. So, Pete Hughes last night, after game two, in a series win, and later on this afternoon, of course, is the last final game of 2024 for K-State baseball. And while I'm on the track here, I'll get the stats of Carl Bernat, hopefully later on this afternoon. We're probably going to have to wait until later on this afternoon for that. So we're going to get you guys all squared away with that on the podcast here later. But back to Pete Hughes last night, right? So, quote, "That was an awesome college baseball game." He goes on to say, "It was clean with no errors and elite pitching. Jackson was as good as it gets. Your stuff has to be really good, and your repertoire has to be very deep to go through a lineup three times effectively." And he was able to do that, end quote, there as well. Owen Brenema, we mentioned him on the yesterday's postcast. 11 Ks there. This pitching staff has, yes, you have to take care of your business. I said that from the jump. BYU, sorry, last place. I call it what it is. Y'all, if y'all have been listening to this podcast or the other podcast I do, the Three Wide Pod with EG3, you know I call it what it is, right? Jackson Wentworth, 11 strikeouts. He goes to 4-4 in a year. Let's just go back to the screen, folks. So K-State now, this is a current copy of last year, because remember, K-State was, what, 35-22, something like that, around there. And K-State now, 31-21 on the year, 15-14 in conference play. I'm not going to pull up the standings right now. We'll wait until the finale later on this afternoon out there at Toyton Family Stadium. BYU drops the 20-31 on the year. Jackson Wentworth, right, fourth win of the year, 4-4. And Jackson Wentworth, he has been really, really good all year long. Ben Hansen dropped the loss here, 5-7. Tyson Neighbors gets save number 8 on the year. Start of the game was just after 6. Timeless game, kind of like Maddox-like, right? And for those that don't know what I'm talking about, Greg Maddox, former Atlanta pitcher great. My team, Atlanta Braves, oh, by the way, a.k.a. So time of the game, 2 hours and 8 minutes. Quick game. Attendance, K-State, 23,000 plus there as well. Scoring, box score, it was K-State striking first in the bottom of the first inning. Then BYU tied it up. And then the rest of the scoring came with K-State in the bottom of the third as they retook the lead. And that was all the scoring that Jackson Wentworth, Tyson Neighbors needed to hold off BYU once again. K-State, right, two runs, six hits, no errors. BYU, one One run, five hits, no errors. It's just said clean baseball from Coach Pete Hughes. And if K-State's going to go a little far this year, they're going to have to play just like that. You can't have errors and all this other stuff like game one, like the other night where K-State ate up three errors. And you have to play clean baseball. At least give yourself an opportunity, a chance, right, to win the game, right? So, awesome work by the pitching staff. And again, later today, game three, out there at Toynton Family Stadium, Manhattan, Kansas. K-State goes for the sweep. And like I said, on the podcast, they are going to have to sweep. One win away from doing that. So hey, every win matters at this point. You got to take care of your business there as well. Brennan Jones, big night at the leadoff spot, 2-for-4. Brady Day drove in a run. Kalen Culpepper drove in the other run for K-State in this game. David Bishop had a hit in the ball. He batted ninth, and he had the other hit for K-State. Yeah, this was a well-pitched baseball game. This is a rarity, really. When you get nowadays, college baseball games, you get high scoring every once in a while. You can get these well-pitched baseball games. So this was a well done baseball game here. K-State, Jackson Whitworth, 8 innings pitched. This is also a rarity. This is also a rarity for a baseball game as well. See somebody, well, actually, we shouldn't be saying that because we got no hit a few weeks ago. But Jackson Whitworth, 8 innings, 5 hits, a run, 2 walks, 11 strikeouts. Tyson Nabors, add 2 more to that list. Well, let's add that strikeout total a little bit. Did I say 32? Let's make that 34 strikeouts of BYU batters here in this series so far this weekend. Nabors added 2 more. A clean ninth inning for him. Save 8 on the year. K-State goes for the sweep later on this afternoon out there in Manhattan, Kansas to wrap up the 2024 regular season and the Big 12 tournament. Let me rephrase that. The Phillips 66 Big 12 tournament begins next week. We will get into all that. Of course, I mentioned Carl Bernat earlier. We will get you caught up on that, hopefully, later on this evening. And I'm going to hop on the mic. I recorded an episode. Well, not an episode. Well, it might as well be an episode of one of the recruits for K-State men's basketball last night. That will come up tonight. And I'm going to do another one for Sunday so we can get you all squared away this week here on our Pro Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports. That's what I'm talking about. And, of course, next week I mentioned I'll be back in Manhattan, Kansas for only a little bit because the Bill Snyder race is going down. The 5K and a half marathon, the 10th anniversary of that race means dear, close to me. Again, I could go a million directions with this, but... yeah, so I'll be there a week from today. Actually, by the time it all wraps up, well, I'll be out there seeing. Well, we got some folk runners from KC and Metro traveling out west with me, and I'll be seeing majority of the Manhattan squad out there as well. So hopefully, by the time this time next week, again, we're gonna be singing a different tune, and I don't want to jinx myself right now. So, but just anxious and very, very pumped up to get out there and make some more noise out there in the land of Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, Manhattan, Kansas. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily, wherever you get post K-State content. It's your first time listening to the show. Appreciate it for you guys stopping by today. This morning, I lost train of thought for a second. This morning, whenever you listen to this podcast again, we will be, well, look for an episode later on today that I recorded last night with one of the, but talking about one of the recent gets from K-State men's basketball. I'll be recording another one later today at some point. And then, of course, we'll have Alex Aiden back on the podcast over on Podbean, Rear 3 Eddie's podcast, on Monday or Tuesday. And I need to reach out to a potential guest, a returning guest for the show here, and see if he wanted to come on the show and talk basketball. But yeah, that's what we're looking at. Big week coming up on this podcast. So again, Pro Project Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, And I almost forgot to pitch in my other channel where you're going to get all Purple Project Podcast bonus content, Rear 3 Eddie's Podcast, solely on Podbean. That's going to wrap things up for this set for now on this Saturday morning's edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports, Eddie Greer, EG3, Alex Aiden, out there in San Diego, California. You will hear him next week. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, K-State 2, BYU 1, K-State takes a series, and now goes for the clean sweep later on this afternoon. Go Cats!